Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 222. Let us continue today with the remaining healing phase symptoms of the biological special program of bones and joints. Many of the medical conditions are nowadays known to common people because of the changes happened in modern life in different fields. They discuss the details of their complaints with their physicians more, and they often go to the internet to get the latest information available there about their physical conditions. But none of these sources gives them the real cause, that is the biological conflict. Only a person who knows GNM can understand the psychic conflict that triggered a biological program of the tissue or organ under consideration. Once he knows the program, he will be able to identify the exact DHS, and this will help him to find ways to resolve it at the earliest and prevent tracts and subsequent hanging conflicts. Today, let us start with such a common so-called disease condition known as spondylosis. It is the healing phase symptoms of the vertebral discs. When there is inflammation, the condition is called spondylitis. Here, the conflict involved is a severe self-devaluation conflict. Depending on the affected sites, the specific conflict content will be different. For example, lumbar spondylosis is the result of affection of lumbar spine following a central devaluation conflict, and cervical spondylosis is the result of affection of the cervical spine following an intellectual self-devaluation conflict. Here one has to differentiate between cervical spondylosis and stiff neck or torticollis, because stiff neck occurs during the healing phase of the program of neck muscles as a result of the biological conflict of not being able or not being allowed to move or turn the head. Before we proceed further to other healing phase symptoms of the bones and joints, we will learn here few embryological points. From the knowledge of evolution, we know that the new mesoderm developed before the development of the ectoderm, which is replicated in embryology also. Please learn some details of the innervation of the bones. The whole bones of the skeletal system are supplied by spinal nerves C2, C3 and C4 or 2nd to 4th cervical nerves. The corium skin, which originated from the old mesoderm and controlled from the cerebellum, is supplied by the cervical nerves C2, C3, C4 and C5 or 2nd to 5th cervical nerves. Epidermis, that originates from the ectoderm and controlled from the cerebral cortex, is supplied by the 5th to 7th cervical nerves C5, C6 and C7. Remember, in the evolution, the bones developed much earlier than the epidermis, and therefore there exist different innervations for bones and epidermis. Now we will learn few more useful points that will help us to understand better many of the topics in future. One such knowledge is that there exists an arm segment and leg segment of musculoskeletal system of our body. Both of them behave as separate functional units. Out of them, the arm segment consists of the arm, including the thumb, wrist bones, radius and ulna, elbow, humerus, collarbone, shoulder blade, upper part of the sternum, second rib, and second and third thoracic vertebrae. Similarly, the leg segment consists of leg, including the bones of the foot, like ankle bones, heel bone and toe bones, tibia and fibula, knee, femur, femoral neck, hip, sacrum and the third, fourth and fifth lumbar vertebrae. Why we study the two functional units, the arm segment and leg segment here, is because very often when there occurs a self-devaluation conflict and subsequent osteolysis or cell necrosis of bones, the affection is usually in the whole segment together. This happens because following a psychic conflict of severe self-devaluation conflict and the formation of the hammer focus in the cerebral medulla, the whole segment will be affected as a single functional unit. The healing symptoms like the recalcification of the bone tissues or the swelling and pain of muscles all occur at once or successively in the whole segment. This knowledge will help us in a better manner to understand many of the remaining healing symptoms of bones and joints, which we are going to learn in the coming days. My best wishes for learning GNM. I am Dr. CJ Varghese from Kerala, India.